A year ago today, a young black man named Freddie Gray died in Baltimore. He had suffered a fatal neck injury in police custody. His death touched off violent protests. Days later, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby announced charges against six police officers.
I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
Now, the city is bracing as those trials are finally set to begin again next month. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The trials were supposed to have been over by now. Instead, there's been one hung jury in the case of William Porter last December, and lots of legal maneuvering and delay.
It shows the justice system right now is unjust. For it to basically take a year is unsettling.
Marvin Cheatham heads a neighborhood association near where Freddie Gray lived.
I don't want to say we're on edge, because right now things are quiet. Things are quiet. No one's really angered. But the longer this goes on, you're going to have the heat of the community going. And right now we're in the spring. Crime and violence in this community goes up.
Last spring and summer, Baltimore saw a record-setting spike in homicides. Many blamed police for pulling back.
The morale in the Baltimore City Police Department is so unbelievably low.
Baltimore attorney Warren Alperstein represents many police officers, though none in this case. He says officers are worried. Some of their colleagues are charged not over Freddie Gray's fatal injury, but over his arrest in the first place.
Officers fear that if they're acting in good faith, they can be prosecuted for a false arrest and an assault, even by just putting handcuffs on somebody.
This is a case where the prosecution is vigorously going after a conviction and going after all of the officers who were involved.
David Jaros is with the University of Baltimore School of Law. He says at every turn, prosecutors have doubled down. After Officer Porter's trial ended in a hung jury, his lawyers said he could not be forced to testify against his co-defendants. With his own retrial pending, they said, he was at risk of incriminating himself. Jaros says prosecutors pushed all the way to Maryland's highest court, and they won.
There has been criticism across the country that prosecutors have been reluctant to go after police, and this is not the case in Baltimore.
But Jaros says these are still hard cases to prove. The officers aren't accused of killing Gray outright, but of failing to take actions that could have prevented his fatal injury. Attorney Alperstein says there's also the lingering allegation that State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby acted in haste.
There's many that would argue that it was a political decision. You know, it was charged so quickly in an attempt to, you know, calm the civil unrest. That part was successful.
But how will the public react to the trials, especially if there are no convictions? Law Professor Jaros says that will be key.
Whether or not the political lesson is don't take on the police because it hurts your sort of political career, or, you know what, the system's no longer tolerating it, people are watching, and this is the way to go.
I am very skeptical.
Kwame Rose has been a high-profile protester since Freddie Gray's death. He's not impressed with prosecutors' aggressive approach, and he's cynical about the delay in the trials.
I think it just shows, you know, we have to be prepared for the fact that no one will be held accountable by State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. So it's up to the community.
If there are no convictions, he says, it will be up to the public to keep pushing for justice. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.